A representative of civil society organizations in mining, Boachi Dankwabuodi, says the refusal of mining companies to follow laid down rules and regulations in their operations continue to have a negative impact on the environment. He noted that the practice only yield to the benefit of the mining companies without recourse to the communities. Mr. Danko was speaking on GTV's current affairs program Talking Point.
Mining in Ghana has been done in a lopsided way. Why am I saying this? We are rather focusing on the amount of money we're going to get out of mining rather than the negative impact that mining has on the community and on the environment. For instance, when we start talking about foreign direct investment and we're talking about investing, we are trying to say that the cocoa farmer is not an investor. We should know that the cocoa farmer is also an investor. So if you go and cut down cocoa trees so that you can come and mine, it is a question of robbing Peter to pay Paul.
No, but in this case, did they force that cocoa farmer to get out of his cocoa land? A cocoa farmer agrees, takes money, and vacates the land.
That's not true. This is the misconception all over the place, that people are selling their cocoa lands for cocoa farms, for miners to take over. It's not true. Let me tell you, let me give you the scenario. Mm. They are just there, and then somebody comes to the village and comes in to tell them that Accra has given me paper that I should come and mine here. That's what happened.
In all cases?
In all cases, the major mining companies, the legal ones, the Minerals and Mining Law has stipulated how things should be done. But my brother, unfortunately, when these big mining companies come around, they jump, they don't follow the steps. There have been instances where miners have even entered people's land without first paying compensation, even though the mining law is explicit on what should be done.
For his part, a representative of communities affected by mining activities, Richard Ann Lima, said there is lack of involvement of stakeholders at a community level, citing acquisition of land for mining purposes as one big challenge. He therefore called for greater collaboration to ensure the negative impact of mining activities are minimized.
The fact of the matter is, in mining communities, until Galamsey became an issue, chiefs were not selling land to mining companies. It didn't happen. And in fact, the chiefs had cause to complain that they were not involved in the entire licensing process. But the cases where we've seen glaring sale of land has to do with illegal mining. And that is where we have cases where chiefs feel that the land belongs to them and they can go ahead and sell. You may own the land, but the mineral in the land belongs to the state. So if you discover gold on a parcel of land, you cannot sell that parcel of land for anybody to come and prospect or do actual mining of the mineral. That is illegal. The chiefs who sell land are clearly violating the law. And that is one thing people have to understand. For the big multinational or the large-scale miners, they do not have that problem. But if you come to the smaller communities, that is where you have some odikros, sub-chiefs, giving out their land. And it's not only the chiefs. There are also instances where some farmers feel that they can get a lot more from selling their land. So they give up their agricultural land for Chinese and other illegal miners to do the mining. And again, that is also illegal. So there's a whole lot of confusion about the role chiefs play in giving out land for mining. If you look at the entire mining chain, much of the work is done in Accra here. The licensing and everything is done in Accra. Minerals Commission to EPA, then it gets to the environmental permit stage where they do the environmental impact assessment. And part of the environmental impact assessment is doing the public hearing. So it is at the public hearing where people have the opportunity to express their opinions on the project.
The CEO of Ghana Chamber of Mines, Tony Albin, conceded that even though there may be few hitches in the acquisition of land for mining, generally the Ghana Chamber of Mines makes sure that the right procedures are followed.
Ghana is not that lawless. I think there's some level of procedure that follows. There might be problems with the procedure. I have had the opportunity to write about those procedures myself and have made some complaints about where I believe consultation is not enough. But it is not different from any land that government wants to possess. The minerals in their natural state belong to the state. and therefore the state decides what to do with the minerals. So naturally the state is has the right. And the state can, by its force, also acquire any piece of land if it wanted. And it will use the same means. We may have issues with the means, but it is not only peculiar to mining. When it comes to mining, there's so much focus on that. But if government needed a piece of land for the establishment of something, it would use the same means. It would go to a district assembly, to go to the two landowners and say, this is the land that I need. I'm giving you 21 days. Like they go to court and they give 21 days. I come from a community. There was a case of resettlement. And you know what the community said? We are not going to go ahead with that. We are looking for our people, the people, our community members who are not here, who are in Accra and Kumasi and elsewhere. And they brought architects, qualified architects and all that from the.
Those were panelists on GTV's current affairs program, Talking Points.